fake news is now a household term. Online articles, often circulated through social media, can distort or completely ignore fact-based reporting, which is what some fourth graders are learning at Linden Elementary School. Lee Hale has the story.
Fourth grade teacher Audrey Bryan is prepping her class of 26 for a unit on informational writing. And today, the activity seems pretty straightforward.
I would like you to practice finding important, interesting information, okay?
Mrs. Bryan gives the students a link to pull up on classroom computers. It's an article about Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus was born in 1951 in Sydney, Australia.
The catch is that most of the facts are wrong. Really wrong. And a few minutes into the activity, Mrs. Bryan starts to worry.
There's only been one child that has noticed that there's bogus information. Oh, here comes another one.
One by one, the students start speaking up.
Guess he was born in 1951, but he sailed the ocean blue in 1942.
Pretty soon, the entire class switches from fact-finding to fact-checking. I talk with one student, Nicole Bliss, who clearly isn't having it.
This thing is wrong.
It's wrong?
Has all the dates wrong.
But it's on the internet, though.
Not everything on the internet is true.
I'm proud of them. I mean, they don't know much about Christopher Columbus as it is, but they could at least, like, check the facts that they did know.
Mrs. Bryan says it's not uncommon for a student to come to class asking about something they overheard, which is clearly false, especially during the past election. And while she knows it's often not up to them what news they hear, she wants them to be more discerning.
Kind of makes me happy that they were mad about it. Like, yeah, that shouldn't be happening.
For the next few weeks, these students will be working on their own research by making podcasts. Bryan says the format will encourage them to conduct interviews themselves and find primary sources, and ultimately avoid the kind of copy and paste method that spreads fake news in the first place. Lee Hale, KUER News.